This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you, thank you. Let's get those lug nuts tight. Oh, there's one. Oh, dang it. That was stripped out. I hate it when that happens. Yeah, another thing we take advantage of, those lug nuts. Making sure that our wheels are attached to our lower control arms. Upper control arms. Tie rod ends need to be attached to the, yes, to the wheel so you can steer and turn. And we take all those parts for granted, folks, and we shouldn't. We should get out and hug our car. What? Well, wash it first. Get it clean. Make sure that you get her all detailed and cleaned up. We do have a detail package going out to you, absolutely, when you email or call in and share with me your auto world. But tie rod ends and center links, and these are real words. This is not mechanical jargon I'm talking about. First hour, I talked about the Kia recall, folks, where the right lower control arm did not get welded correctly by the Mr. Mrs. Robot. There's two of them there, Mr. and Mrs. And if they had any kids, which they have had some kids, there's little robots in the factory, too, but they're not welding the right control arm correctly. Park the car. It's a 2023 Kia Forte. Just a little reminder again. I want you to stay safe. I want you back here today, the next minute, the next hour, the next week. Period. So let's get those cars fixed. If you need to know more about that, and this is the first time you've ever had a chance to hear Auto World, your first time listener, thank you. I appreciate you being here. And if your favorite radio station you're listening to me on right now only takes this hour, well, okay, you can always go to autoworldmedia.com and click on that little red bar that says podcast. Today on Auto World, PBV. We're going to find out what those three letters mean on this hour of Auto World. And are you, how's your cell phone battery doing? You're probably on it right now listening to me. Thank you. But, you know, you live with that battery all the time, don't you? And you're always plugging it in or you're putting it on the pad wirelessly and you're sitting on the pad and it's charged up. And then your car battery, how's it doing? Your truck battery. Those two are coming together, folks. We're going to talk about it this hour. Right here on Auto World. But first, again, a fresh reminder, I got alerts coming in to me right now, and that's what it's all about here on Auto World. I want to make sure that you get information, fun facts, trivia, Auto World tips, brand new news, recalls like we just had this last hour, before you might hear it anywhere else. That's why we're here, to help all of us. We're a big Auto World family. Now, with that, email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That is my email. It's welcome. You can email me right now as we are live concerning your auto world, good or bad. And that also you can email me through the week, which a lot of you do. I ask you folks to deliver. I help you at no cost consulting. You've got a car, truck. You might even have a small gas engine. I had a lady here the other day, folks that listen, and thank you, Louise, for emailing me. That said, I have a problem with my riding lawnmower. It's in the repair shop, and I don't understand why they're charging me $2,200. That's all she had to say. I emailed her back, folks, and I said, I'd love to talk to them. Just send me their phone number, and it's going to be a very positive conversation, and we'll talk on the same page because there's something wrong for $2,200. And that's what it's about. So that address, again, is Auto World Radio. At yahoo.com, excuse me. So I don't even know my own email address. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay, so a lot of you might be crossing state lines. Oh, yes. Why? Well, it's because you're wanting to get the best price for a used car, are you? You are. Good. And, of course, today with the internet and all, .com, well, I actually tell a lot of clients and friends, well, why don't you just check outside of our town just because? Because it saves you money. So I have for you, let's get right to it. I have the top 10 most expensive and least expensive United States cities, folks, that you can buy a used car in. Yeah. If you don't follow me on Facebook, you'll see the map. Just the United States map where we all live. Yeah, you folks over in Australia, hello. Yeah. You might have to grab the barge or the airplane to fly over and get in one of the states and get a better price, but here it is. Research and flexibility. You know, truthfully, in 2023, I've been around the automotive industry for 47 plus years. Folks, it's changed. Buying a used car in 2023 can really feel like a highly competitive sport today. You, the potential buyer, you'll comb through hundreds and thousands of listings on the internet because it's right there with the cell phone and your fingers and your thumbs. You'll literally browse and comb through hundreds and thousands of listings before you find the right car or truck for the right deal that suits you. Then, oh yeah, but only then, you find it. Yeah, competitive sport, highly competitive sport. You got to act quickly because someone else already beat you to it. They already purchased it. So make sure you're qualified before qualified for the $400,000 you might need to buy the Lambo, whatever brand you're buying. But new survey just came out, and a lot of you are willing to cross state lines. Crossing the line, are you? Yes, you are. It means getting a deal on a used car that you could not get in your backyard. A brand new study conducted by IC Cars analyzed over 6.5 million used cars, folks, throughout the United States to determine which cities are offering the best deals for you and I. Yeah, great. I got them for you. Now, overall, though, you've got, wholesale price, retail price, you got the over-the-counter price, you got the today's price, you got the auto world price, you got too many prices. Just give me the best deal. Well, currently, right now, the national average price tag for a used car, are you sitting down? Sit down. The whole back row, six rows here, and the back row, sit down, everybody. Why? Because the national average price tag for a used car today in the United States is $34,227. Yes. And some of the regions in the United States, like Cleveland, Ohio, had a tendency to be more generous in their sales figures than places like the West Palm Beach, Florida. You folks down there, yeah, in Florida? Yeah. This is all about this study. The study points out that, yeah, buyers in Cleveland and Cincinnati, the top two cities with the least expensive cars, are already living. Oh, look, you're already heading over there. No, you stay here until the show's over with. Thank you. Top two cities. Cleveland and Cincinnati. So let's get right to the list. Let's start at the bottom. Number 10, Oklahoma City. Now remember, the national average is $34,227. Oklahoma City comes in at number 10 at $32,443. Number 9 on the list. Hello, Indianapolis, Indiana. Good to have you along. $32,418. Let's go to number 8, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Mm-hmm. $32,286. Number 7, Columbus, Ohio, at $32,177. See, people, you're already thinking about, I'm going to cross this. Do! Motor City, number 6, Detroit, Michigan, $31,990. And then one more, and then we're going to give you the rest of them on the third hour here on Auto World. But number 5 on the list is Daytona Beach, Florida. Again, down in Florida, you folks. Congratulations. Listening on AM 1370, WOCA, Daytona Beach, Florida, $31,971. There you are. You got you crossing state lines to get a better deal on that used car. Just saved you $4,000. Head to Florida. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor, and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know? Sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Oh, yeah. Cruising where they were. I understand they were in a Ford Galaxy, green one. Careful out there, folks. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm sitting in the Greasy Garage studio right here live in Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you along. Thanks for riding shotgun with me. So it's time to talk about those three letters, P, B, V. What are they? What is it? What does it mean? Well, Kia is following in the footsteps of Ford, General Motors, GM, and Rivian as it prepares, folks, to be reborn as a central brand. Yes, with plans to build a second factory for purpose-built EVs. PBVs. Kia aims to take advantage of the growing need for PBVs. Yes, the South Korean automaker proposed a plan during wage talks here. As we all know, union workers Friday. This just happened. Kia looks to compete in the emerging tailor-made vehicle segment over the next several years in a keynote speech this last week. Transformation of the entire business is necessary to stay alive. That's exactly what Kia said. Now, PBVs, take a look at them. I have a picture for you right there on our Facebook page. Mark Evans is my address, my name. We also have Auto World Radio. Go over and take a look and see what you think about these PBVs. Kia will not only sell electric vehicles to all of us in the future, but also new services like purpose-built EVs, car sharing, and car hauling things like a pick-em-up truckums. Yeah. Now, back in April, Kia began construction on its first PBV factory. Now, and this is the first all-EV plant in South Korea, folks. The company, Kia, invested roughly $758 million with plans to produce, that's dollars, folks. They plan to produce about 150,000 units annually, starting in the second half of 2025. 150,000 PBVs coming your way. It's the very first time that the company's very first proposed built EV, PBV. It's codenamed SW, will be revealed in 2025. Kia says the midsize PBV will be based on a new dedicated platform for purpose built EVs. So there you are. I've had some comments already on them in the past, this last week, about, oh, those look just look like a Chevrolet van, Mark. Looks like the Ford E150 van. Well, yes. But they're going to be electric. And they are spending $758 million to make it happen. They want 150,000 of those sold every year, folks. So get ready to step up to the plate and get yourself a purpose-built EV, a PBV. Now, you know, as you know, talked about here on Auto World, General Motors established BrightDrop, an all-electric delivery business. They did that back in 2021. And, of course, companies like FedEx and Ryder have already begun deploying those BrightDrop vans, electric vans, already. You might have already had one at your front door. And of course, Pepsi, hello, Pepsi's, you know, they purchased that other brand, Tesla. And, yeah, it's happening. And also, General Motors is looking at selling the PBVs to their major corporations, like major corporations out there, as you know, FedEx and Walmart. So the PBVs are here. I wonder if they have four-wheel steering. They do not. But a little trivia for you here today on Auto World. Which was the first automobile with active four-wheel steering? Which was the first automobile with active four-wheel steering? 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio, yahoo.com. PBV, purposely built vehicle. Why not? That's what we've always said here on Auto World. I've kind of made that a point to point out to you that we want to make sure that we buy a vehicle for the utility and for how we use it to get the right piece of metal in our garage. Absolutely. Got an email here from Frank. He's listening to us down in Florida. Awesome. Let's get that shout out. Bell ready. He's listening to us on AM 1370. He's got a question for Lee, a leaf problem. He's listening to us. Shout out goes out to WOCA. There's our shout out horn. Shout out to WOCA. AM 1370. Ocala, Silvery Springs Shores, Citrus Springs right there in Florida. And shout out to all of you. And also 96.3 FM right there in Ocala and Silver Springs Shores and Silvery Springs Shores. Well, yes, good to have you folks along. And Frank says, I got a leaf problem, a live email that just came in, and that's how we do it at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Frank says, I've got sit in my car, no garage, no car parts, sit in my car out in front of the house here, Mark, with leaves coming down now, going onto my vents. How do I stop it? Oh, I've got an answer to that, Frank. Hang on. We're going to take a short break, come right back and answer that. There's only one thing you need to buy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Microsoft officially closed its $69 billion acquisition of video game giant Activision Blizzard on Friday. The purchase is the largest deal in Microsoft's 48-year history and the biggest ever in the gaming industry. Analysts say the deal will likely be a boon for Microsoft's Xbox, which ranks behind Sony's PlayStation and Nintendo in sales. Taylor Swift is demonstrating significant pulling power at the box office. Her concert film Taylor Swift: The Eras Tour raked in nearly $39 million on opening night. Projections suggest it could garner anywhere between $100 to $125 million at the box office purchase by the end of the day today. And the days of walking into your neighborhood Best Buy store for the latest DVD are about to be a thing of the past.
The consumer electronics retailer is phasing out the sale of physical movies in its stores. Best Buy will stop selling DVD and Blu-ray discs in its stores by early next year. The company says the way we watch movies and TV shows is much different than it was decades ago. I'm Jeremy Scott.
And I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
With us for the very first time, emailing in. He's listening to us on down in Florida, folks, on WOCA AM 1370, and we also have 96.3 FM, taking 2 hours of Auto World. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you tuning in, and thanks, Frank, for emailing. He says he's got a leaf problem. He's parked, no garage, he says, no carport, folks. He's parked his car out in front of his house. And how many of you are doing that right now this time of year? And as Frank states, the leaves are coming down, Mark, and they're blocking my vents right there at the bottom of my windshield. And as I, of course, stated, I promised you, Frank, that there's only one thing you need to buy, a chainsaw. Buy a still. No, still does not sponsor the show. No, I'm just kidding. No, do not cut the tree, Frank. I love trees. I have a lot of trees in my... I love the shade. And you know what? It's the best thing in the world, though, Frank, to rake those or blow those leaves up in a big pile and let your grandkids run in them and jump and put a tree swing in there. Yeah. You'll catch yourself, Frank, getting in the tree swing and jumping, swinging back and forth and jumping in that pile of leaves. Oh, yes, the feeling of the leaves in your... Okay, now let's get back to the windshield vents. Frank, a couple things. Thank you for emailing and bringing this up this time of year. This is an Auto World tip that I usually point out this time of year, but Frank's doing it this time, and thank you. The thing is first off, you're down in Florida. Where's the leaves coming from? No. You've got leaves. Okay. The leaves getting in those vents underneath the windshield, folks, you turn your heater on. If you do not have it on the recycle button, it doesn't recycle the air inside the cabin. It's cycling the air from the outside. And where's it getting the air? It's going through those vents on the outside of underneath the windshield. And like Frank's pointing out, it's sucking those leaves in and then sucking them right up to the front of that heater core, and then you're smelling leaves burning when you turn your heater on, come in another month or so. And yeah, you're in Florida, Frank. Are you turning your heater on? Yes, I'm sure you are in the morning sometimes. And so you're burning you're literally, because the heat, that heater core, folks, is the same temperature that's got coolant antifreeze going through there, and it's 200 degrees. Same temperature that's in your engine. That's the same thing that circulates through the engine, goes through the heater core. So, how are you going to get in there and suck them out? See, so Frank has got a good point. Mark, what do I do with the leaves coming down on those grill vents? Well, a couple things. Of course, a car cover. Yeah, car cover keeps the sap and all the leaves from going down the vents and keeps all the sewage out of the air from even hitting the paint job. And if you get a really good car cover, I've got a few of them. You can leave the car sitting out year-round, and it protects the car from moisture and surface rust on the inside chrome things if you got an old car, classic. But even if you got a new car, it protects the wiper blades even from rotting out in the Florida sun. Okay, Frank, so we don't want a car cover. Oh, by the way, carcovers.com. I'll give them a plug. Carcovers.com. Two plugs, that's it. Done. Now, a couple things you want to do and you can do. You can actually go to the big box stores, Frank, believe it or not, and buy, like, the doormats. Get the real thin, cheapy doormats, believe it or not. Yeah. They're heavy enough, they won't blow away in the wind that comes up. Now, I know you folks have some hurricanes. Yes, they'll blow away in those, but the mild winds, they won't blow away. And you can just put them, roll it right up there and put some Gorilla tape around it, black, whatever color you want, roll it up in a big old round thing, and just set it right up there. Yep. If you don't want to roll it up, use your wiper arms. Pull the wiper arms off the windshield, put the doormat in there just to cover the grill work so it does not hurt any paint job at all, and the rest of the mat's up on the windshield. And you're good. No more leaves in there. And you don't have to buy a chainsaw. Thanks, Frank. Hopefully that helps. There's a lot of different ways, but I do know those little doormat things work pretty good. It's just one little Auto World tip for you, folks. Appreciate it, Frank. Thank you for listening to us here, Auto World, on WOCA down in Ocala, Silvery Springs Shores, Citrus Springs, and Silver Springs Shores right there in Florida. WOCA, AM 1370, 96.3 FM. Okay, folks, your cell phone battery that you're using right now to listen to me on, thank you, on that app. Call your favorite radio station in your town and tell them you need it live right now on your favorite radio station. I've got your cell phone battery here now, and I've got your car battery together. Guess what? How many of you have a Samsung phone? Samsung? I do. I got my arm up waving to everybody at six rows. Hey, everybody. Oh, there's only two of you that do not have a Samsung? Oh, two Apple fans in the crowd. Awesome. Well, guess what? Stellantis and Samsung come together. They're building a new gigafactory in Indiana. United States! Yes! Give them a hand, everybody! Indiana! Who's Stellantis? It's the Jeep people, folks. The people that sell the Ram pickups. Stellantis and Samsung is announcing this last week. $3.2 billion. It's a joint venture to co-locate a new EV plant with, well, I'll probably butcher the name, Kokomo. That's kind of like a song, isn't it? Yeah. Gigafactory currently under construction. It's already under construction, folks. $3.2 billion is going to be put into that big facility. They're coming together. Stellantis, the Ram pickup, the Jeep Wranglers. They're coming together with Samsung, your telephone, to build an EV plant. Now, guess what? The company also said the second plant is scheduled to start production in early 2027. Now, the second plant's going to be creating 1,400 new jobs right there in Indiana. This battery factory, already under construction, is expected to become production in the first quarter of 2025. What are they building? Batteries. Not for your Samsung telephone, either. It's for EVs. Electric vehicles. Total investment in the two battery factories, Again, I'm going to ask you, are you sitting down? Fasten your seat belts, put your tray table up. I'm taking you up the rocket. Get ready. Two investments, two total investments, two battery facilities, factories, combined will be more than $6.3 billion and will create 2,800 new jobs. Good news, huh? Some of you are clapping, some of you are. Why am I clapping? Well, I'm looking at, first off, if you put $6.3 billion into the state of, what state? They're doing their construction in, what state is it? Remember, what did I say? See, sometimes you just have to go back on the podcast, autoworldmedia.com. Two factories are going to be built. Building batteries combined more than $6.3 billion in that state. 2,800 total new jobs. So you might not like EVs. Well, they're building batteries for EVs. Samsung and Stellantis, they're coming together to do it. Now, the construction of the second battery plant is going to be called Star Plus Energy. Now, Samsung will be establishing its largest production base for electric vehicle batteries in North America. Samsung, folks, they found out that you and I use our Samsung batteries constantly for some reason for our cell phones to stay in touch, listen to Auto World and other things like gaming, etc. Well, Samsung said we're going to get in the electric car business, and they're doing it, along with Stellantis. Teaming up, $6.3 billion. Now, with all that said, yes, that's in Indiana, folks, Indiana. Congratulations, folks, in Indiana and around surrounding states. It's going to be quite interesting. One day, I believe, you're going to be driving your car onto a pad to charge the battery, just like you do your cell phone. We'll find out sooner or later right here on Auto World. Thanks for joining me. We're going to come right back. And, do I have some trivia or what? Yes, I do. The Black Ghost!
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That song just exclusively for you folks there that you need some shocks on your automobile or struts. She's a shaking, huh? We've got Carrie. Carrie just emailed in, and he's got an answer for that trivia question, and that trivia question is, which was the first automobile with active four-wheel steering? Carrie's listening to us on, he's right there in Redding, California, listening to us Saturdays and Sundays on KRAC. Let's do a shout-out. Yeah, shout out, honking that horn for that shout out. KRAC AM 1370 right there in Red Bluff, Redding, Shingletown, Cottonwood, California. Saturday mornings for 2 hours, and then Carrie says I go over to autoworldmedia.com to listen to me on Sunday. Thank you, Carrie. Holler at the station. Let them know we would love to be over there 3 hours. Love to be there 2 hours, and we are. Thank you. Carrie, you're absolutely right. Congratulations. I have for you. That's right, a bag of detail products. Well, first, what's the answer? Oh, you type in here, which was the first automobile with active four-wheel steering? Carrie says it was the 1988 Honda Prelude. Carrie, you're right. Congratulations. An 88, folks, with four-wheel steering. Way ahead of its time. Tie rods front and back. Lower control arms front and back. Another reminder, first hour, Kia Forte 2023. Right control arms, not doing good. Stop driving it. Get to the dealer. Carrie, thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, I got some others for you in a gift bag. Got some Meguiar's Odor Eliminator. I have for you, I found, and you get it, Adams Polishes. I have a little detail bottle for you. It's going in that bag too, Carrie. Heading to California right now. Well, hang on, I go get it. No, I got to get back to the mic. Okay, I can't send it out right now. We'll get it over to you, though. Solution finished. Take care of all that black that's all dulled out and turned light gray. It's going to be black after you get some solution finish from us. And let me know what kind of car or truck you're driving, and I always have a little something special in there for you for that brand. Thanks for listening to us. right there in Redding, California on KRAC AM 1370. That's how you do it, folks. Okay, now it is time. Remember, I promised you the top 10. We're going up the list. The top 10 expensive and least expensive United States cities to buy a used car. We started at number 10. We went all the way up. Number 5, Daytona Beach, Florida. Fresno, California is number 4 on the list at $31,912. Now, that number, folks, is 6.8% lower than the average. The average, national average, is $34,226. That's the number we're looking at. The average of a used car nationwide is $34,227. Let's go up now to number 3, and that is Newport News, Virginia. $31,901. Now, the third hour of Auto World, you're going to hear number 2 and number 1 of the top 10 cities, the United States cities, with the most expensive and the least expensive cities to buy a used car. Cross those state lines and get yourself some savings, folks. Get her done. That's why we're doing it here on Auto World. And now, the third hour also, though, we're going to have the number one, the number one out of the 25. What? Yes, I have for you the 25. We start at the bottom of the list. We're going to go up the list. Let's do it right now. Wait a minute. Eddie, the engine emailers, he's got the bell. Go for it. That bell means one thing. It's time to get to that list, the middle of the list, the 25 best-selling vehicles of 2023. That bell, yes. We started at number 25, didn't we? Go all the way up to the number 14. We did the Toyota Corolla, which was number 15. Number 14, folks, is Honda Accord. Number 13 on the list is the Toyota Highlander. These are the best-selling for 2023, folks. Best-selling vehicles. They surveyed, yes, Kelley Blue Book was involved, the most popular vehicles in the United States, in reflection of your wants, your needs, your desires of what you need that car for. Like I've been talking, utility. Even electric cars were produced in this year and the years before. And now, let's go up the list. Number 12, Tesla. Model 3. Number 11 is Toyota Tacoma. Number 10 on the list is Jeep Grand Cherokee. Number 9, Nissan Rogue. You can go Rogue on me if you'd like. Buy that Nissan Rogue. Number 8 is the GMC Sierra. Number 7, Toyota Camry. Oh, yes, that Toyota Camry. Number 6 on the list is the Honda CR-V. Do you own any one of those vehicles? That's number 6 on the list. Coming up on the third hour in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, you are going to find out who is the best-selling vehicle for 2023? Kelley Blue Book. KBB.com. You can get your value for your car at any one point in time. Your new car, your used car. In fact, you'll be able to get some stats on that car that you purchased or your stat that you're looking at maybe purchasing. Right there. MSRPs, too, by the way. If you're buying a used one, you want to know what, how much you have lost that, you know, value. A lot of us know that we buy that new car, we drive off the lot, and what do we end up with? Well, some of you might be saying a piece of junk. Some of you might be saying a lemon. Some of you might be saying the best car I ever purchased. And, of course, you might be saying also, Chevy Camaro, it's going up in value. How about that Dodge Challenger going up in value, Mr. Evans? Yes, it is. Yeah. That's what it's all about. Is up in value, going up in value. Can you actually picture buying a vehicle and having it go up in value? I can. You know, why not? I mean, why not do that with your life? Get something that goes up in value. Yeah. Now, oh, another. Oh, yes. Just a little reminder.
Propulsion.
What?
Propulsion.
Oh, yeah. They've got the 10 for you, the 10 best engines right here on Auto World right now. Now, we went up the list a little bit, of course, on that. Awards announced the 23, the best engines and, you know, the propulsion systems, the winners for 2023. So here they are. We went to start at the bottom of the list, and now we're up. And we're, let's see, we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 6 is a Honda Accord Hybrid, folks. It's a 2.0 liter four-cylinder hybrid. Does real well. Number 4 on the list with the best engine and propulsion systems is the Ford Mustang Dark Horse. The Dark Horse. The Dark Horse. 5.0 liter V8, folks. And then third hour, you're going to find out number 3, 2, and 1. And we have Dougie, the five-stick Delahaye drummer. He's in the house. Dougie! Yes! Keep the sticks to yourself. He likes to poke me with those stupid things. Okay. He'll be here on the third hour coming up to let you know who the winner is. And you'll find out, well, the best engine and propulsion system there is. See? I said it right that time, I believe. Yeah. Propulsion system. Jet fired, huh? Why not? But first, I have for you. It's sold. What? Well, I have some BAT results for you. What's that stand for? BringATrailer.com. And what that means, folks, is that this is one that reminded me of my friends. He grew up with this. It's sold on BringATrailer.com. BringATrailer.com. If you want to go do a car show without ever leaving your house, go to BringATrailer.com. Check out everything, anything, any color, any year, any model of automobile, truck, those little Honda Trail 70s are selling for like $6,000, folks. A 1968 International Travel Law sold for... Oh, Dougie, we need you to do the drum roll. Okay. A 1968 International Travel Law sold for $42,000. I'm speechless. On bringatrailer.com. A 1968... $42,000. That was like the International Travel Law was like the Suburban of its day. Yes, you could carry the whole entire family. My friend grew up with that Travel Law and did real well. His family, his dad loved it. Hauled the whole family, the whole bit. Had the 345 in there, and it sure liked the gas, didn't it? Oh yeah. Coming up, I've got for you on the third hour, the Black Ghost. What did it sell for? What is it? Well, you're going to find out coming up on Auto World. Go to AutoWorldMedia.com. Your favorite radio station does not take the show. AutoWorldMedia.com. You see the red bar right there. Click on it. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.